I have an alcoholic mother, and I think there's some speculation that sugars and grains and alcohol are handled by some people differently. So I'm addicted to sugar and grains, but not in the liquid form. I chew my sugar and grains. But I've been, I'll say now that my brother actually died of compulsive eating. He was 57 and diabetic and overweight and couldn't stop his eating and didn't exercise and didn't manage his insulin and died. So, but both of us were just sugar crazed. I would come home exhausted and I would have dinner and then I would make myself a batch of cookies. And then I would sit and watch television and make a batch of cookies in the oven. And then when they came out, I would eat them and put another batch in. And then I would eat them and then I would put another batch in the oven until the cookie dough was all gone. That kind of craziness was the way I thought. But I never wanted to admit I was a compulsive eater. I didn't mind saying I'm the child of an alcoholic. A lot of people don't see food as an addiction. And I think we live in a culture that's addicted. I think we're taught, you know, you're unhappy, but if you just have this thing or that thing or more money or the right mate or something, then you'll be happy. And I think we act out those addictions with alcohol or with drugs or with cigarettes or with shopping or with workaholic or with me with relationship addictions and with food. But the culture doesn't want to look at food as an addiction. If you're an alcoholic and you say, I'm an alcoholic, please don't offer me liquor, people will totally respect that. But if you say, I'm a compulsive eater and please don't offer me cookies, they'll go, oh, you can have just one. Oh, I baked them just for you. You know, they'll encourage you to continue to be addicted. In the 12-step programs, there's a little passage in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous that talks about the promises of the program that says we'll cease fighting anything or anything and we'll a whole lot of wonderful things will happen. And that comes halfway through the 9th step. So by then, you've admitted you're powerless, you've looked at all your character flaws, you've really worked to change them, and you've started to make amends to the people you've harmed because of those character defects. And halfway through the 9th step is where these promises are said to happen. And my experience was halfway through the 9th step. I stopped eating compulsively, and I lost weight, and I kept it off, and it wasn't hard. And one of the things that alcoholics will say is we learn to put the tiger in the cage with the alcohol. But in OA, we say we have to take the tiger out of the cage 3 times a day and take it for a walk and put it back in there. And I keep opening the door and closing it, opening it, closing, and thinking, what's in there that's going to make me feel okay? And even if it were full of ice cream and cookies and candy, the truth is I could eat all of it and it still wouldn't make me feel okay. For me, it's cutting out the sugar. And the white stuff, my brain works better. I'm healthier. You don't have to make amends to the cheesecake. You know, you ate it, it's gone. But you have to make amends to yourself for the terrible damage you've done to yourself. And I do make boundaries around my food. I don't eat sugar and I don't eat refined foods. I eat very few carbohydrates that aren't vegetables. So that helps me physically. I think that you have to deal with what's behind it because you have to eat.